This is WSKG News. Pennsylvania's partial budget hit state lawmakers with a big question. They can let the governor's line item vetoes stand, or they can fill some of the holes. As Mary Wilson reports, that could require more money.
When state lawmakers sent the governor a $30.3 billion budget right before the holidays, they were leaving him with a simpler, less expensive plan than the one they had been discussing. The cheaper budget set aside thorny issues of major policy changes and tax increases, which have bogged down negotiations for months. But for all its relative simplicity, the plan still would have required more money in the form of tax increases or some other income. GOP Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman says when the governor vetoed parts of it, he eliminated the immediate need for a tax increase of some kind.
We'd have had to come up with some sort of revenue package, but he didn't sign it all, so that's not an issue at the moment.
The governor's partial veto cut funding for state prisons and schools, as well as medical assistance items and health-related research. Top Republican lawmakers say they're considering letting those cuts stand. Replenishing the funds would require raising as much as $600 million. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.